Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, 11 o'clock hour on a Tuesday. It's Cody and Gold, Alex Gold with you. James is producing the show for Drew today. Jay Binkley in for Cody. Cody will be back tomorrow. We will get to the trash of the day here in about 20 minutes or so. It has to do with something that I think is very creative. I'll be asking Bink in particular. Maybe James has some ideas as well for what you should do at this particular event. I'll explain during the trash of the day. Also, don't forget later on today, 1 o'clock hour, our Chiefs insider Nate Taylor will join us from ESPN. Plenty to get into with Nate. Where this franchise sits, some of the conversations we had yesterday, and certainly the ones we continue to have today, including where I want to start this hour, Bank, because we've discussed this year implication, which is, hey, do they have to go 6-1 at least the rest of the way to make the postseason? What does that do to try to avoid missing the postseason for the first time since 2014? But the current spot that Mahomes is in, legacy-wise, the current spot that this dynasty run is in, as you would expect, people are saying it is completely over, and that this is why the Chiefs are never going to reach the point of the Patriots. We all know the Patriots had the 12-plus year run in the AFC East. The Chiefs, theirs is going to end after 9 years.
They had 8 straight title games, Chiefs at 7, so that's right. The one thing out there.
So then when I saw this come across, Evan Cohen, he hosts a radio show on ESPN Radio, and he's a Patriots guy. I think it's fairly well known. And there was also some tweets that were sent out from some Boston sports radio folks. And one, it reminded me that for this entire run that the Chiefs have been on, that Patriots fans and I guess media folks up there as well have been very threatened by what the Chiefs were doing and, you know, approaching history that they had set. Now, admittedly, the divisional thing, it's over. They're not going to match what the Patriots did. And that's never going to happen from a divisional standpoint. It's just not right. The AFC East run was a number that the Chiefs were inching close to, and they're not going to get there. Now, we could all argue all we want. The AFC East was complete trash for much longer than what it's been in the AFC West.
Tom Brady played the Bills 35 times and won 32 of them.
Yeah, and that was when the Bills were rolling out J.P. Lossmans of the world, you know, among others, right? So anyway, so Evan Cohen, I want to play this clip. Because it's disingenuous because he leaves out when he's discussing Mahomes and Brady and suggesting that because the Chiefs maybe, and by the way, they haven't missed the playoffs yet. That's the funny thing about this. It's like, there's still a chance they make the playoffs, is far-fetched it may seem for 57%
some. 57% chance.
Yeah. So when I hear this, you know, they're already acting like it's over, but leaving out the fact that Tom Brady didn't go to the playoffs every single year in his career either.
As a Brady Belichick guy, I love them, and I'm biased in their favor, et cetera, et cetera. It makes people vomit. I get it. Brady and Belichick missed the playoffs once in Tom Brady's first season as a full-time starter. Okay, that was after winning the Super Bowl, before winning two. And then they missed the playoffs when he got hurt. if this team misses the playoffs this year, I don't want to hear the comps to Brady and Belichick anymore. This is too deep into this run to miss the playoffs. It's just too deep. CC last year going into the Super Bowl said, I can't believe I'm doing this, but they have a path. I said, path for what? Because if they win three in a row, we got to take this duo over Brady and Belichick.
Yeah.
Since that moment, think about what's happened. They got destroyed in the Super Bowl. I'm not blaming CC, but since that moment, they got destroyed in the Super Bowl.
BTA.
They're now 5-5 in the season. Mm-hmm. Yes, there are four. When we went through the schedule last week, go back on the podcast and listen to Friday's show. CC went through and said, I got four wins and I'm just giving them. Well, that only puts them at 9. That only puts them at 9 wins. That means you got to find more wins. And this team, despite their enormous point differential in their favor, third best in the AFC, I believe, for Kansas City, they're losing close games. They don't look dominant on offense. And Denver is significantly better. They may not make the playoffs. If they don't make the playoffs this year, I do not want to hear about this Chiefs dynasty in the same sentence as the Patriots dynasty. This is too deep into it to miss the playoffs. When, oh, by the way, there are more playoff teams now than when New England was in the playoffs.
So that was Evan Cohen on Sportsmanlike Radio. Now, I'll give him a slight bit of credit. At least at the beginning, he mentions and admits that he's just a massive Patriots homer and all that. So I'll give him credit for that. He's not trying to hide from that. Now, he's correct on like the difficult path for the rest of the season. We don't disagree. Like the Chiefs are going to have to win 6 games at minimum to get in the dance and all of that. And there's a lot of people listening that don't disagree with that point that they may not make the playoffs. And there's a good chance they don't. I still think they will. That's where I sit today. You guys know that from yesterday. But him suggesting that the Chiefs are too deep in this dynasty to be missing the playoffs and that it ends any conversation. One, we don't know if they're missing the playoffs yet. So that, like putting the cart before the horse here. Also, the dynasty that the Patriots had were two separate dynasties. We agree, right? Like there was a gap. There was a gap. They missed the playoffs in 02.
A decade gap.
They missed the playoffs. Yeah, they missed the playoffs in 02 and 08. They lost the division one year to Chad Pennington. To Chad Pennington. And then they also went, as you said, a decade without winning a Super Bowl in between there. You had, I think that was when the Giants obviously got him for a couple. That's how Eli has his ring, right? Eli, and then Big Ben. And the Steelers got one or two. Yeah, one in there as well. So
they lost to the Giants twice.
Eli got both of them. So he's just factually inaccurate, though, to suggest that it can't happen this deep in a dynasty. Look, I hope the Chiefs make the playoffs still, but let's say they miss the playoffs, and then next year they're back in it or whatever, and they get to another Super Bowl. Let's say they win another ring in the next year or two. And I know it seems very far-fetched as it currently sits. They're 5-5, but let's not be completely ridiculous and act like the Chiefs are just never going to be in the position to go to a Super Bowl again. That gap is no different. In fact, it's still a shorter gap than what the Patriots had. Now, do I think the Chiefs are on the same level as the Patriots dynasty yet? No, absolutely not. I've said that for a couple years. The Chiefs needed to win 3 in a row to counteract the Mahomes-Brady debate and everything like that, because Brady beat Mahomes head-to-head in the Super Bowl, and that's very, very powerful in the argument, not to mention his rings. But if we're just talking Chiefs-Patriots, take Brady, Mahomes, like head-to-head out of it for a second. Just Chiefs and Patriots. The Chiefs could go 5 more years, Bink, not with missing the playoffs, but 5 more years not getting a ring, and they're no different track-wise than where the Patriots were necessarily.
100%. And when you look at the NFL, everybody's got the same amount of money to spend. They all draft the same 257 pool from the combine that goes there, and they draft 256, 258, depending on comp picks. Everybody's on the same playing field. Yes, I do believe that division was much different when the Patriots were playing, but that was impressive. But there's constant comparisons to that, and you downplay another team trying to catch that is ridiculous. I mean, it's a different time of day. Yes, the Patriots were great. Tom Brady was great. We know this. But he also, you know, thanks to Pete Carroll throwing the ball instead of running the ball, Brady got an extra ring out of the deal. So, I mean, it does come back. I mean, they won the tuck rule game. I mean, there's ways Tom Brady didn't even get the first ring. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but that stuff happens. I don't take rings away.
It does
from
happen,
people.
But they're very insecure about the Chiefs chasing this Patriots dynasty. Definitely. The thing is, Chiefs don't care. Or will the Chiefs be back in the Super Bowl at some point? Yeah, the best years of a quarterback is in their 30s when they get there. So is there any doubt that, hey, if they don't get there this year, they don't want it this year, is it the end of in the Chiefs? No, it's not. I'll remind people, just 2 years ago in the 2023 season, they were 9-6 at one point. They were 9-6 on Christmas Day when they lost to lowly Raiders at that point. But you know what? They turned it around. They went on one of the most epic postseason runs by winning in Buffalo. Yeah,
they still could win Baltimore. That, in that scenario, they still could win the division.
No, they could, but they were 11-6 that year. They've been 5-5 before and still made the postseason, believe it or not. It does suck when the teams that are currently in the wild card have head-to-head wins over the Chiefs. That's very concerning for where the Chiefs are sitting, and I do still think they can make the postseason like you said you did. But this constant comparison, it's the same thing as comparing goats and rings. I mean, we're getting to this comparison. And then I've even seen Manning being floated out there in the conversation now with Mahomes. I'm sitting there going, wait a minute. Manning was 14-13 in the postseason. Mahomes already has 17 wins in the postseason. Manning didn't win his first playoff game till year 6. Didn't win his first Super Bowl till year 9. So let's take Manning out of this equation. Brady and Mahomes, yeah, we will make constant this comparison to the Chiefs and the Patriots. But let's be honest. The Chiefs went to the Super Bowl last year in a division that they won by 4 games without their number one running back, two of their top receivers, most of the year, and they still won 15 games. So in a division, the only division in the AFC, they had 3 teams in the postseason. The AFC West had the Broncos, the Chargers, and the Chiefs. That's the only division in the AFC that had 3 teams. So that was very impressive what they did. But this constant comparison, well, they're not going to get to 11 division titles. They're going to stay at 9. That's where the record is, the Patriots. Big deal. So what? I mean, we're getting to this comparison now, which I think is more ridiculous than rings. But they are incredibly insecure about what the Chiefs are doing, and they celebrate the downfall.
So I have no issue with comparing dynasties. It's fun. It's what we do in sports. I have no issue with that. I think where I agree with you is certainly that immediately the Chiefs drop to 5-5, and Boston starts talking, and we're waiting for this moment because they were threatened. I agree with you there. But I do think the divisional run the Patriots went on, while we can poke holes in it, it was a historical run. The Chiefs not reaching that, I said it on Friday's show, like part of the story going into this game. If you still want to be able to talk about that and reaching that point, you need to beat Denver, and they didn't. And so it's more than fair to bring up the divisional run like that. There's multiple checkpoints, I would argue, when you go through to compare the greatest dynasty. Hold on. To compare the greatest dynasty, the Chiefs trying to reach that. And what happened on Sunday, no question, makes that path tougher. I think that's fair to say, no matter what side you're on, the Chiefs not being able to reach the same divisional stretch will hurt the conversation. But where I fundamentally disagree with Evan Cohen, the audio we played, is this idea that they if they miss the playoffs, as if there's no way they can ever reach that dynasty. Tom Brady missed the playoffs, as we already went through, a couple times in his career. And they had a decade stretch. Now, Bill Barnwell, let me mention this real quick, Bing. Bill Barnwell compiled some of the current and past, I guess, players in this league. Some of them are Hall of Famers, MVP winners. And Peyton Manning went 6-10 when he was 25 with the Colts in 01, and he was an MVP candidate the years prior to that. Brett Favre was 5-4 in the middle of his first MVP season before turning on the Jets, as Barnwell puts it, 5-5 at the point of the year in 99 as a 30-year-old for a Packers team that missed the playoffs and was 500 or worse after 10 games in 03, 04, and 05. Aaron Rodgers was 4-6 at this point in 2016, which was his age 33 season with the Packers. They ran the table, won the division before making it to the NFC title game. I can keep going. John Elway won MVP in 87, took the Broncos to the Super Bowl. Following season, 5-5 start, missed the playoffs. He was 28 at the time. They started 3-7 in 1990, missed the playoffs again in Elway's age 30 campaign. This idea that Mahomes at age 30 is the only future Hall of Famer, MVP award winner to have this kind of start is just not true.
Yeah, they've been waiting to do this. They've been sitting there waiting to be right, because every year they have these predictions. You look at the Chiefs dynasty. The one thing you didn't bring in is the fact they were busted for cheating twice.
Brady
was suspended for Deflategate, cheated. And not only that, but all the years of Tomlin going there and his headset wouldn't work in New England. But this was fact. He was suspended for Deflategate. And then they got busted for filming a Cincinnati Bengals game with somebody in the deal. Didn't bring up the two cheating scandals they had. It's like we forget about that. But we want to talk about the refs. And the refs on the Chiefs. They got busted for cheating twice. But I think some of these arguments are ridiculous. Because, I mean, let's be honest. You want to bring up arguments? Bring up the fact that Joe Flacco has more playoff wins than Dan Marino. Like, if we're going to get to this point, let's bring up something ridiculous. Like, Flacco actually has 2 more playoff wins than Dan Marino.
No, I think, if the Chiefs have to get close ring-wise and all that, I think what you brought up with the cheating part, that is absolutely going to be part of the conversation.
It's part of the story.
But a lot of this, same with the Mahomes and Brady debate, this is not anything anybody's going to be able to answer for another 10 years. However long you think Mahomes' career goes, I think he's going to play another 8 to 10 years. I certainly think Chiefs fans hope it's past that, but I'll go 10 years to make it even. We'll say he plays for another 10 years. How many more rings does he have? How many more rings does this franchise have at that point? And then we'll see how close they are. I said after the head-to-head loss in the Super Bowl, we do need to pause the Mahomes-Brady conversation. Like we need to drop that for the time being. We just do. I mean, like when if they would have won three in a row, that would have opened up the conversation again because that's something that Brady did not do. But for the time being, it is perfectly fine. I think that conversation has to be paused, and it's one we cannot revisit for quite some time. The Patriots-Chiefs dynasty, that one's a little bit different because if the Chiefs would have been able to continue this divisional stretch and match them, that would have been one thing that they would have been able to do. And that's why it kind of sucks, to be honest. That's another reason why Sunday stinks if you're a Chiefs fan, is that you will never be able to match that part of the dynasty of the Patriots did.
No, you can. It's weird where this Chiefs sit because people are ready to pounce on them. You see it nationally all over the place. Broncos fans are really celebrating this regular season win, like the Bills do each and every year. And everybody's waiting for the downfall. That's why I consider this game against the Colts that ultimate crossroads game that the Chiefs are at. I mean, it really is. It's just like the Bengals game was. Back that year, they were 9-6. The Bengals after that Raiders game. And Burrow wasn't playing, but it's either dynasty or downfall. Which way the Chiefs going to go? They go dynasty route? They went the dynasty route because then they went to end up going to two Super Bowls in a row after that moment where they were 9-6. Or they could have been downfall. What was us? 9-6. The lowly Raiders beat us on Christmas Day. It was a bad game, and people felt really, really down after losing that game on Christmas Day, moving the Chiefs to 9-6. And then we started wondering, is this over? The national media is talking about the dynasty being over at that point, and they only go to two more after that. It's just funny how we're ready to declare something over. And we really are. And the Patriots, to their defense, have gone through this too. 2014,
absolutely.
They lose 41-14 the night before the wild card game with the Royals and A's. Brady goes to five Super Bowls after that and wins four after the infamous on the Cincinnati game from Belichick where everybody wondered, should Brady be benched? That's how silly things get with dynasties when teams are up and running because people want to see them fail. And they went through this too. Now we revere what they've done at this point. But when they were doing it, people hated them.
Yeah, to me, look, multiple things can be true. All the issues we brought up yesterday are very real with the Chiefs. You know, my thoughts about predictable nature of Andy Reid in that game in particular. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes has not been played up to his normal standard, specifically in the fourth quarter. All those things can be true. And I also still think you can say, when you look how the margin of defeat in these games, it's not the Denver Broncos did not win by 10 points, did not win by 7 points, they won by 3 points. Point is, like, do I think they're winning out? No. But you can still believe, while there's the issue that they have, and that the schedule after the Colts game eases up to where the Chiefs, to me, absolutely can win 6 of 7 down the stretch. I told you it's all about the Colts game, though.
Like,
if they beat the Colts at that point, then you're saying, all right, you still have one game of wiggle room, and it's the Cowboys, it's the Titans, it's the Raiders, it's the Texans, it's the Chargers and the Broncos. And so you could still theoretically slip up one time. That's why the Colts one is so massive. You lose to the Colts, then you do have to win out. And that is far-fetched. They're going to go from losing three in a row to losing out. I don't believe that. But if they can balance things out, and truly we're talking about, as we led the show with today, Bink, one or two plays a game in these 5-1 score games that have cost them, if that's the play that they actually are capable of making, and I don't know if they will, right? To this point this season, they haven't shown they can do it, but if you believe they can, then they beat the Colts, and all of a sudden, you're talking about them having still one game of wiggle room. Yep. They could drop one to Denver again. They could drop one to the Cowboys on Thanksgiving and still be in a position. That's why Sunday is I agree with you, so massive.
It's so massive, but then they all get big. Then the Cowboys game on Thanksgiving, because obviously Chiefs have a mini bye after the Cowboys game. And then the rest of the schedule sets up perfectly for the Chiefs. I mean, it is a go out and prove something, because then you get the Chargers, which all of a sudden that game becomes more magnified if the Chiefs are able to win these next two games. But I'll say this, Josh Allen, everybody loves him. Again, the league is about perception. Patrick Mahomes has 6 games in his career where he's lost by more than one score. Josh Allen has 2 this season. Lost by 10 to the Falcons, lost by 17 to the Miami Dolphins. So Josh Allen has a fourth of what Mahomes has done his whole career in just this season.
All right, let's get to it.
Trash of the day.
All right, guys. So GameStop announced something yesterday. They're having a trade anything day. You can trade in unusual items for in-store credit. They're trying to do this to drum up interest for getting people in the store, of course. This can take place on December 6th. You will be able to bring in physical items.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Including non-gaming items in exchange for gaming merchandise, video games, consoles, collectibles. A GameStop staff member will assign a value to the item to determine the amount of store credit. They will reveal more details, they said, at a later date ahead of the December 6th event. They did publish a list of exclusions, though, for the promotion. The following items cannot be traded. So, like, weapons, dead or alive animals, lithium-ion batteries, hazardous waste, alcohol, tobacco, drugs, computers, excluding certain computers, okay, computer accessories that weigh less than 100 pounds. You can't bring in printers, digital picture frames, small electronic equipment, small-scale servers, televisions, gift cards, jewelry, sexual items, items resembling body parts. According to GameStop's website, all items must fit in a 20 by 20 by 20 inch box, and store employees have discretion to reject any items. Now, it sounds cool. It's smart. Here we are talking about it. The joke always with GameStop has been that, like, they're going to give you, you know, for a game that you bought for $75, they're going to give you like $15 for. So my question is, what, I just listed you all the exclusion. What item can I even bring in? What they basically, I feel like, excluded everything else. It does not have to be video games, though. Like, you can't bring in a bottle of this empty Propel is not going to get you anything.
I think my chew bottle bring
maybe
anything.
You might have better luck. Can't bring the chew though. That counts as that falls in the drug category.
What about some of your cards?
Well, why would I trade in cards there?
I'm just asking. It's ones you don't like?
No, but I mean, like, I can already sell those on eBay. And GameStop's already in the card business. You know,
there's nothing to bring them.
You already submit cards. They do grading. Like, you send them out, they submit through PSA and you get your cards back. I don't, like, it says it's trade anything, but it's just a marketing ploy.
It's not really trade anything.
Yeah, it's a marketing ploy. It's smart on their part because we're talking about it and sure. People will be intrigued. There will be some story where somebody brings in a very unique item, but they're assigning a dollar amount to it. Well, if it's actually worth anything, then someone's just going to sell it on eBay and get, or wherever, right? Facebook Marketplace and get money. Someone says, can't wait to trade in a Michael Jordan autographed basketball for $4 of store credit. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, if you have an item that's actually worth $200, you're not going to take it to GameStop because they're not going to give you $200 for it.
Yeah. You're better off, what do you use, eBay? Is that your number one source?
For cards, that's the number one source these days. Yeah, people sell, like, it's the number one. Like, if you go on eBay, that's really propped up eBay even more. Like, cards.
Facebook Marketplace?
Yeah, for cards, I don't, but that's where unless I go in person to a card show. Yeah, the eBay is the number one route for that.
What is the hot Christmas item this year?
Someone says, what about base cards, though, gold to get store credit? That's not a bad idea. I don't know if I'm going to give me like 10 cents a card. I don't know. That's not it. That's true. It doesn't exclude trading cards, to Bink's point, but I don't know. I just feel like if I just brought in all kinds of base baseball cards or whatever,
well,
what are they going to give me?
Something you collected. And that's probably what your biggest collection is.
Yeah, but I'm not going to take. I'm not going to take anything worth something though to GameStop. You were asking, what's the what?
No, cards are obviously the number
some
one thing you collect.
Yeah.
And you like sports memorabilia
stuff. Yeah, one of the cooler things. I mean, what do I have? I don't have some insane collection. There's plenty of people listening that have way cooler stuff than me. A couple of my items that I think are pretty cool would be I would never trade them in though. I autographed Patrick Mahomes helmet that's autographed by him. That's an item I'll never sell. I'll keep that forever. I've got some player issued Bobby Wood Jr. cleats that are signed by him. I'm never signing that. Those are two of my memorabilia standpoint. And then I have a couple signed frame like Pacheco and Nick Bolton jerseys. But card wise, I actually don't have any like crazy cards.
I bet they'd take your Super Bowl rings. James has rings for all the Chiefs wins. I bet they'd take them at GameStop, James. He brought them in the other night.
Yeah, I'm not
James
getting rid
trade
of those. I wouldn't get rid of those for the world. Those are invaluable.
Yeah. Someone did bring up a point. They're like, hey, what about that the pallet that we had from that Cody never sold? I think he finally sold it. Right? Like I think he finally sold everything from our Amazon pallet thing that we had. Someone says GameStop might give you $2 for a whole box of crappy random cards. Yeah, that's the thing. If I brought in 300 base worthless cards, they're probably giving me $5 of store credit. But it's a good marketing ploy. There you go.
To be honest with you, probably have just as good a luck going to a pawn shop.
Maybe. I don't know. GameStop's Trade Anything Day happening December 6th. They'll permit customers to bring physical items, including non-gaming items. It's worth a shot, Bank. We should try to bring something and just see what happens.
Well, we got new computers here. Could you use the old one?
It says no electronics.
Oh, okay.
Like that.
So we can take that out. Forgot.
Someone says...
But the sexual... They're not taking sexual toys.
Well, they don't want you bringing
in... They had this in.
Well, yeah. They don't want you bringing in a sex toy to the worker. Not going to give you
that,
any money.
I just think the game sounds funny. They had to put that in there. Like, don't
well, because it. You know somebody would have done that. Like, with anything, like, the reason why certain things exist is because somebody tried to do that. I guarantee you in the past, even on a not trade anything day, someone as a joke went in there and tried to trade in a sex toy. Absolutely. All right, that's the trash of the day. Up next, Chiefs Red Half Hour. We're a day removed from the loss, so I do think we can talk about something positive that did actually happen in the game. I know yesterday was not the day for it, but there's one player that was a massive positive. I want to talk about him next.
What's up, Chiefs Kingdom? It's Creed Humphrey. You're listening to Cody and Gold, weekdays 10 to 2 on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Heartland Men's Health, the leader in men's sexual health. Thousands of men have been successfully treated for low T, ED, and more, all with discretion and compassion. Make your appointment at heartlandmenshealth.com.
Gen Z guys, did you know whether you have a college degree or not, your chance of being unemployed is basically the same? Not exactly inspiring, but there's another way. How about Centric Training? We've been telling you about Centric for a couple years now here on Cody and Gold, and Centric is going to get you hands-on real-world tech skills for a career in cybersecurity. No gen ed classes, not wasting your time. Just what you need to get hired. And you're trained in just 4 months, not 4 years. Plus, Centric helps you land that job. And if you're not sure about your future, head to Centric.com. That's Centric.com, C-E-N-T-R-I-Q.com. And book a call with our friend Russ Mondry. Cybersecurity is where the world's going. Let Centric help you get there.
Every day at 11:30 with Cody and Gold on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
Chiefs Red Half Hour is brought to you by All Weather Decks, Kansas City's most respected deck builder. 913-586-7965, Jay Southland, Tow Service text line. You can interact with the show. Video stream up and running as well. Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, X. Alex Gold with you. James Howell producing the show today. Jay Binkley filling in for Cody today. So, Bink, I know yesterday was not a day to talk much positive after what happened in Denver.
Kind of a reality check.
Yeah, for sure. Yesterday wasn't the time and place to discuss what we're about to discuss. I get it. That's why we saved it for today. I think one player in particular you do have to feel pretty good about after yesterday. And it was his first game back from dealing with the personal slash family issues, again, that we obviously still don't know exactly what went on, although I am told it sounds like tomorrow Josh Simmons will speak to the media. So I believe in addition to Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes tomorrow, we will carry Josh Simmons live here on 96.5 The Fan to get his whatever he wants to share, right? His perspective on the situation and what caused his absence, if he wants to share that, whatever it may be, right? So that'll be interesting tomorrow. I want to talk about him from his performance, though. He was very, very good. He was very, very good. Considering the opponent he was facing, now he had a penalty or two, right? He had a penalty or two, but going up against Nick Benito in particular and that very talented defensive front, he allowed just two pressures, 49 dropbacks or pass sets or whatever, two pressures he gave up. Cooper only had zero pressures in 15 snaps. He allowed one pressure on 13 when he was matched up with Benito. This season, when he has played, he has been very, very good. A 5.5% pressure rate, and that puts him in the top five lowest, in a good way, for tackles in football. So when he is on the field, that's not been the issue, right? It's always been it was the absence part of it. When he's been on the field, he has been as advertised. He has been the guy that they thought they were drafting, dominant type of left tackle in a rookie year that hopefully as his career continues can be a future all-pro. That was he was playing at an all-pro level before everything happened anyway. But if we're looking for anything out of the game, an otherwise terrible day in Denver and bigger picture implications that are awful, the Chiefs left tackle once again showed, even with the time off, Bank, he's a massive strength for this football team.
He is. It's been huge for this team because sacks, they're 22nd in the league in giving up sacks. They gave up 20 this year, which is unlike the Chiefs. 2 years ago, they were 31st. In the league. They weren't getting up sacks. And we can look at the Super Bowl and the pressures they gave up. But having Simmons back was huge. I think he was just as good as anybody in that offensive line, if not the best member of that offensive line in Denver, to be honest with you. And that was interesting. You know, that was good. He came back for the bye week before the bye week had 2 weeks. I am curious, though, because we still don't have that answer, because they didn't ask it yesterday, but I was curious, because Jalen Moore, obviously with the illness that he had, because Andy Reid was non-committal on Friday. Is Simmons going to start or not?
It sounded like he was already hinting at last Friday, though.
I think Simmons would have started even if Jalen Moore was 100%, but that's still out there. Would you have started Jalen Moore in this situation if the illness wasn't there? And I don't think he would have either. But Simmons coming back at the right time because this is the best defensive line that they faced. And we're talking about all-time NFL pressures the Broncos are going for. Zach Allen has 28 quarterback hits this year, by far leading the NFL, and he's on pace to break the record in that. So, yes, Simmons, I think Trey Smith had a good game, seen some of the things he was doing, but Josh Simmons really stood out. I mean, he had an excellent game with the Kansas City Chiefs. It was good to have him back.
Yeah,
much needed.
I love seeing that. I mean, that's a beyond this season reason, right? As much as it matters for this year and Mahomes and this offensive line trusting each other and all that. But bigger picture, you draft him in the first round to hopefully not have to address the left tackle position for years and years and years after devoting so many resources there. Also knowing that most likely.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Likely in the offseason, you're going to move on from Juwan Taylor, we think, given the contract. I don't think it's 100% certainty. I think it's like an 80%, 75% chance that they move on from Juwan Taylor. And so most likely then Jalen Moore is your right tackle. So the fact that Josh Simmons in his first game back from his absence looked just as dominant basically as he was prior to leaving is an awesome sign in an otherwise disappointing game, to say the least, in Denver.
Well, it's good the Chiefs can do this with the draft because getting Simmons this year, see, the just left tackle, Kasua Matia, Kingsley wasn't that guy. They got him the second round, but they got their left guard, they think, of the future in Kingsley. So that's been good. You have that addressed because Kingsley wasn't left tackle. Clearly,
we'll see what his status is Sunday.
Yeah,
against the Colts with
so
the concussion.
The last 2 years, within the first and second round with Kingsley, they've had to address the offensive line. Now it's about much more needed things for the Chiefs, like defensive line help, tight end will become an issue. Running back for certain for the Kansas City Chiefs in the draft. Not saying first round, but early on in the draft this year for the Chiefs. But it is a welcome sight for Chiefs fans and for the Chiefs to be confident now in the offensive line, especially on the left side and the way Simmons is playing, so they can concentrate that first round, the second round on other positions in need instead of throwing darts at getting offensive linemen to come in here and help out. So that this is huge. Like with Sua Matia not working out at left tackle, going left guard, that's been big for the Chiefs. Then Simmons, of course, so they have that kind of out of the way. Knock on wood. Hopefully that's out of the way. They can spend those first-round picks somewhere else.
913-586-7965. Someone from the 785 being said, why not go to Jalen Moore at right tackle now? Look, I think a couple reasons. Going back to the beginning, week one starter right tackle was Juwan Taylor. He got off to the terrible start. And then from, I would say, what, the Jacksonville game through Detroit, through Vegas, through the Commanders game, he was actually really, really good. And we, I think at the time, were praising him because he had cleaned up some of the issues. But we're back to the what he has always been, which is this penalty-prone right tackle. You're back in the same spot. Then, you know, there were comments prior to the, I think it was Baltimore game, where, you know, Matt Nagy had mentioned that, you know, basically they've gotten the message across to him that it's, you know, essentially not acceptable and all that. Well, we're back. That worked for like 3 or 4 weeks, and we're back in the same spot to where the penalties, which always seem to happen at literally the worst possible time. Like that's the thing. The illegal formation stuff, he lines up that way throughout much of the game. But for whatever reason, it is always called in the biggest moments. But you can't blame the refs on that kind of thing. You got to clean your you-know-what up. And he continues to have that problem. So as much as I praised him and we praise him on the show for a nice four-week run, he's been back to – he's regressed. He's gotten back to where he was, Bink, the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, and you're right. He had performed well. But he does lead in penalties in the NFL.
Yes.
He's got 6 holding penalties. He's got 4 illegal formations. He's got 2 false starts. Legal formation – That can be correctable. The false starts can be correctable. The holding, you would think that would be correctable at some point, but he does lead the way. He's tied for the lead in the NFL with 9 penalties so far this season. But yes, when he's got the illegal formation down, when he has the false starts, because that's epic, because that goes in line with legal formation, because he has that problem of looking over. And on the road, he's much different because it's louder, of course, when the Chiefs defense is on the field. At home, you don't see it as much because it's quieter at Arrowhead Stadium when the fans are quieter. For he needs to be looking at the ball instead of just going off the snap count, because clearly it's not working, because he's once again tops in the NFL in penalties. 6 holdings, like I said. But illegal formations and false start, that 6 combined penalties, those can be corrected. But he's not doing it. That's the thing. And it sets you back. When you have a good drive, and all of a sudden you have to come right back because of what happened on your offensive line. It's kind of like a turnover. It's setting the team up in bad situations. That does hurt the Chiefs.
Of course. Yeah, of course. And we can talk about, like, you know, that someone texted in like, hey, the coaches need to remind them every play. I think they have. There's been no repercussion, no accountability in that aspect. They clearly still think Juwan Taylor is their best right tackle on this football team over Jalen Moore. Even if the future ends up being Jalen Moore at right tackle, especially because of the finances moving beyond 2025. But like, it's a coaching thing, yes, but at some point, if he's not, if the problem is not being addressed and there's no repercussion to it, what's the incentive there? If you're Juwan Taylor, they haven't pulled you because of it.
It just keeps happening.
It keeps, yeah, this is beyond, like, we all know this is not a 2025 thing. This goes back to last year as well and the year before that. With Juwan Taylor, this is not a new problem. This is who he has been, as you cited the penalty numbers. He just happened to have a 4-week stretch which did not have penalties, and so he was playing at a very high level. It coincided, by the way, with the Chiefs playing some of their best offensive football of the season. And then in their 2 games where they have struggled again, it's not fully on him by any means, but he has had his worst performances, right? When things are not going well offensively, it is not just that Mahomes is playing hero ball. It's that Juwan Taylor is having the illegal formation and holding calls. It's that the drops are happening from Rice, and in this case, Kelce. Even though Kelce had a great game, he still had a drop earlier in the season and had drops in this game. It's the same mistakes. When this thing is off and it's ugly, it's the same stuff. It's not a mystery of what usually is going on.
You hear illegal formation, you're waiting for 74. And it's not something you should be thinking about every single time with Juwan, because that is getting frustrating. Where he's like, he's a marked man, and the Chiefs know he is. He knows he is at this point. Whether it's Chris Collinsworth on Sunday Night Football that pointed things out, every coach, we could talk about tells and Ellis that teams are doing now, right? Every coach is going to the refs before the game and saying, "Watch where 74 lines up. Watch where he lines up." They're going to them before the game. And they're saying that. He knows he's a marked man. Is it fair to Juwan? We can debate if is it fair to him or not, singling him out. But he's a marked man now in the NFL, where they're going to be watching. And other coaches do bring that up to officials before the game. And constantly the offense or the defense is pointing it out. Hey, he's lining up legal formation every single time. And you would hope they do something about it. which they're trying to do, like they're trying to officiate the tush push in Philadelphia. But this is clearly a marked play, a marked man in the NFL.
Yeah, but that's on him.
It is,
you know,
on
what I mean?
Him.
Like, it's not. These, like, this is things. Not the ref's fault. Like, someone,
these are correctable issues.
Someone said it seems random when they decide to finally flag him on it, but they could flag him literally every play. That's the thing. They could call it on just about every single play.
Oh, because there's times I'm going, oh man, don't call it because he's off.
So I don't blame the refs at all for when they decide to call it. It does seem like it happens at the most inopportune time, but that's on him. Someone said, well, then why don't they just replace him? They clearly still think, even with the penalties, he is better than Jalen Moore. I mean, that's the only answer, Bink.
All these teams that say the refs like the Chiefs, they like Jalen or Juwan Taylor. No, they don't like him.
But like that's there is no other explanation, though, right?
Nope.
The coaching staff, whether you want to talk about the financials, I think that was one thing for week one. I said no matter what, Juwan Taylor was going to be the week one starter given the finances. We're now well past the halfway point of the season. The numbers don't, if they think they're going to move on from in the offseason anyway, then the financial aspect should not be factoring in anymore. It should just be who they think is the best player at this time. And they clearly, with their actions, have told us they still believe Juwan Taylor is a better right tackle than Jalen Moore. There is no other explanation. Yeah, loyalty, sure. But if Andy Reid flat out thought Jalen Moore was a massive upgrade at right tackle, he would by now, week heading into week 12 of the season, Jalen Moore would be the right tackle.
Yeah, because Mahomes would have his ear and say, we've got to do something with tackle.
They clearly don't think Jalen Moore's better.
He would make the change because he will do this. And I understand the loyalty aspect and all these guys coming back for the Chiefs. He will make changes if you get in his doghouse.
All right. The Chiefs, we all know right now, are the 9th seed, or not even 9th seed. There is no 9th seed. They're 9th in the AFC, missing the playoffs. The Ravens would also be missing the postseason if it started today. The Lions would also be missing the postseason. Out of the 14 teams, the Chiefs, Ravens, and Lions would all be missing out. Do you think, and I'll ask the text line, do you think all three ultimately miss the postseason? And if not, who's actually in? Because that's staggering. If I would have told you that back in week one, that, hey, yeah, the Chiefs, Ravens, and Lions at this point of the season are all out of the playoff picture, you would have thought I was crazy.
100%.
Now, 5 weeks in, if I would have told you the Ravens were maybe out, you would have maybe not said that was crazy because they got off to a 1-5 start. Now it's looking like, especially with the news out of Pittsburgh today, that Aaron Rodgers has, what, a small fracture in his wrist, is that right? And his status will not require surgery, but Adam Schefter saying, you know, his status for this Sunday's game is in doubt for the Steelers, so they're up against it. Aaron Rodgers not expected to practice today. Mike Tomlin also mentioning Jaylen Warren's got an ankle injury. But his status for Chicago, that is for Aaron Rodgers against Chicago, is in doubt. So the Ravens seem like, believe it or not, out of this grouping, they to me feel like a team that will get in eventually. I think they'll end up winning the AFC North. The Lions, they're not going to be out of their divisional race until the last week. The Bears currently occupy that bank, but yeah. I'm not convinced Chicago's winning that division yet. I still am skeptical. The Lions could still win that division as well. Is it fair to say, are the Chiefs the most at risk out of that bunch to not to make the playoffs?
I would say so, because the tiebreaker situation, the Lions still kind of have things in front of them. They have Chicago. You mentioned Chicago. They already have one win over Chicago. Now they play Chicago the final week of the season, so it's right there in front of them. It's more in front of them with the Chiefs. Again, it's very comforting for the Chiefs to schedule once you get past the Colts and the Cowboys. Now, you never know what you're going to get with them. They're going to play well or not well at all. That's Cowboys are so up and down. Like, they're going to be Packers, completely up and down. What they're going to do this year. But it's more in front of the Lions and the Ravens, certainly, because they play the Steelers twice and they find themselves one game back at this point. So I do think the Ravens win the division. They have to be concerned because they have tiebreaker losses to not only the Bills, but the Chiefs, to quote teams trying to get into the wild card. Bills already there, but it's bad for them. But I think the division is very obtainable for them. For the Ravens.
I
think the Chiefs would be the back of that list.
Yeah, I think of the three, look, I don't think all three are missing the postseason, but the sad reality is, out of the group, the Chiefs are in the worst spot. They just are. The Ravens are in a bad division and can still win it. The Lions, I think, will be just fine. They also are not far back in their division at all. The Bears are right there, but the Lions are not far. And the Packers don't look all that hot. The Lions, I think, will end up winning their division. The Chiefs, we know the division's not possible. It's just wild card. And as you were alluding to, Bink, the tiebreakers, as we know, do not work in the Chiefs' favor. So I think out of the grouping, the Chiefs would be the most likely to miss. I tend to think all three are still making it, as crazy as that might sound to some of you listening. I think right now, if you could give me, and I guess I could parlay it, I should look at it. What are the odds I can get for all three to make, and what are the odds for all three to miss?
Because the Lions still have the Packers at home. I think that's a Thanksgiving
Packers
game.
Are beatable.
The Bears at home. So I think the Lions still, I think they're still probably crying about the Chiefs game. They need to get over that at some point. I don't know if they're over that or not, but they need to be over it at some point. But certainly it's tougher for the Chiefs when you look at it. But if the Chiefs can just get to December, when you got everything right in front of you at home at Arrowhead and your only road trips are to Tennessee and the Raiders, those are give me games for the Chiefs that you would like to hope to say. But then having the Chargers and the Broncos at home to give them some revenge. And then, of course, Houston, that's now in play because they get the same record as the Chiefs. Actually, percentage points higher than the Chiefs.
They play
in the
playoff
standings.
Later,
but head-to-head at Arrowhead Stadium is huge.
I was looking. This just tells you the books still believe the Chiefs, Ravens, and Lions are all making the playoffs. If you parlay all three to make it, it's only plus 144.
Wow.
Because right now, the Baltimore Ravens are minus 320 to make the playoffs, the Lions minus 350, and then the Chiefs minus 205. So again, as the odds said what we also were saying just from the eye tests and the standings and everything, which is the Chiefs are in the worst spot of the grouping to get in. Now, the flip side, what if you if you believe all three are missing, because that was the whole conversation we're having, Lions, Chiefs, Ravens to all miss the postseason, you parlay that together. Let's see, what does that kick out, Bink? What do you think? What do you think we're going to get here?
Plus 600.
Detroit Lions included. It would be 23-1.
Oh, 23-1.
So for the math there, $100 would win you $2,300 if you think the Ravens, Chiefs, and Lions are all missing the playoffs. I don't think that's a winning bet. I wouldn't make that bet. I'm just was curious what it would actually be.
I'm curious. I think they all three make it, to be honest with you. Especially the Ravens. I think they easily get in because they have the Steelers twice. I think the Lions get in because what's in front of them, they still play them. And they let us down circa millions. The Detroit Lions did leave us down.
We went 3-2 this past week, yeah. 3-2 this past week. I'll say this because you mentioned Houston, and they're a team that nobody's really talking about in this wild card standing situation. They play in a couple nights against Buffalo. Buffalo looks like they're going to be a wild card team because I think the Patriots are winning the East. I don't know if you agree with that, but it looks like that's how it's going to play out. Okay, so Buffalo, wild card. We all know they have the head-to-head tiebreaker against Kansas City. The Texans, I get it that they're tied with Kansas City and currently have the tiebreaker. The Chiefs head-to-head against the Texans, no matter what, to me, the Texans part sorts itself out because the Chiefs are going to have to beat them anyway. Like, if we think they're going 6-1 or have to go 6-1, then the Texans are probably one of those games you can't lose given the schedule. So someone was asking, do I want the Texans or the Bills to win Thursday? I actually don't think it matters as much as because the Chiefs have to play them head-to-head. But to answer the question, no, to me, you should want the Bills. I don't think the Bills are going to fall far enough back enough, Bink, to miss out on a wild card. So I would almost just concede at this point the Bills are a wild card team. I would rather Buffalo beat Houston than Houston beat Buffalo Thursday night, even though you get the head-to-head still with the Texans. That's just kind of where I'm at. But I think the Chiefs have to handle business against the Texans no matter what, if you believe they're getting
it. And
in.
It's still a really good defense. They have number one defense in the NFL points against. You know the really interesting one? And this is where Chiefs fans would actually have to root for Denver, I think. When Jacksonville goes to Denver.
Oh, you need the Jags to lose? Yeah. No, anybody that plays the Jags the rest of the way, you want to win.
Yep.
And anybody that plays the Texans, I think the Jags may be playing one more time, so maybe that's the one example that doesn't apply to. You want the Texans and the Jags to lose the rest of the way. Just like they want the Chiefs to lose the rest of the way. I mean, it's kind of simple in that regard. But the Chiefs are in a bad spot with the tiebreakers.
Houston barely beats Tennessee, but you know they're still winning.
Well, that was with Davis Mills. In fairness, now Stroud, I don't know the latest. Is he expected to play Thursday night out of concussion protocol against Buffalo? That's the only chance the Texans have to win if Stroud is playing. Davis Mills not beating the Bills.
The defense is still very good though.
Yep, but Davis Mills not beating Buffalo.
No, Davis Mills is no. And Stroud's having kind of a rough year too.
He's not the same quarterback. Yeah. But do you agree with what I'm saying on the, as much as I want the Texans to lose Thursday, if the Chiefs are going to get in mathematically anyway, they're going to have to beat the Texans. Like, just because I would find it hard to believe, maybe I'm off, if you tell me the Chiefs win 6-7, I would be shocked if the only loss is Houston. If they lose to Houston, to me, that means they've lost other games too, because that means they're just not playing good football.
Well, it's an AFC loss is what you don't want either, because that's where the tiebreakers involved with it. But I'm with you 100% as far as that's concerned. But Jacksonville, to me, that's the team. The Chargers, again, up and down. And their offensive line is a mess at this point, especially with Alt out. We already know Rashawn Slater missed the year. Alt makes a big difference for them. And you clearly saw. Now, I don't know what happened with the Vikings game because clearly they had the Vikings number when they pounded them 37-10. But they got rolled by Jacksonville. So I don't know who you really want to worry about more. The Chargers, you do have a game against them. Or Jacksonville, that's the team. That's the thorn in the side of the Chiefs. It's been
that's
the Jaguars.
The biggest issue.
Yeah, it's like the Raiders had them down to the wire in overtime a couple weeks and didn't let Jacksonville and let Jacksonville win the game. But Jacksonville Jaguars are the team that I think the Chiefs need to be most concerned about taking the L's.
All right, up next, guys, we will get to what's trending. Then I want to talk about one of the more frustrating stat comps that I've ever seen and maybe why stats don't tell the full story. Plus, all 32 next.
This is Cody and Gold on your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Heartland Men's Health, the leader in men's sexual health. Thousands of men have been successfully treated for low T, ED, and more, all with discretion and compassion. Make your appointment at heartlandmenshealth.com.
FanDuel's the number one sportsbook for same-game parlays. From points and rebounds to threes and assists, FanDuel's the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same-game parlay or track every stat live, all in one easy-to-use app. And right now is the perfect time to join because new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on the players you love the way you want. Head to FanDuel.com/Alex to sign up today. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA in 96.5 The Fan. 21 and present in Kansas. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. Gambling problem? Getting help is your best bet. Call 1-800-522-4700. Visit ksgamblinghelp.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.